Welcome to Life Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg, a show for providing self-improvement information that has a positive effect, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Dr. Alan Simberg.
Are you feeling burnt out or lost on where to go or what to do next when it comes to your business? If you feel like you own a job instead of a business, or if your business is running you instead of you running it, we can help. The Thrive Business Center was created to educate and support small business owners. With a strategic approach and a proven method, we'll help you identify what is working well in your business and what is not. Then, together, we can establish an action plan with an implementation process so that your business can get back to thriving. For more information, go to thrivebusinesscenter.com. thrivebusinesscenter.com.
Are you one of those people who deal with issues that life throws at you on a daily basis? Then you need to tune in to Life's Issues to hear Lloyd Rosen get the answers to those nagging problems. Begin to turn your life into that positive journey you've always wanted. You've always had the ability. Now get the information to complete the journey. Tune in every Thursday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Central Time to hear Lloyd ask the questions that get the answers you are looking for. Lloyd wants to help those that are dealing with life's issues. Check out Lloyd's blog at LloydRosen.com for more information about daily problems.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Hello? Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Life Changing Insights. This is your host, Dr. Alan Simberg, and I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. If you want more information about the Tough Talk Radio Network, visit our website at www.toughtalkradionetwork.com, where you will see the wide variety of shows that are offered by the network. If you're not able to listen to any of the live shows, they are archived and available the day of the live broadcast. If you're interested in being a guest on my show or any of the other shows, go to the top of the Tough Talk Radio Network page and click on the Hosted Shows link. Then click on the link to the show that you want to be a guest and click on the Register to be a Guest link. If you're thinking about having your own show, there's information on the website about that as well. Be a guest blogger with me by contacting me by email, and the address is alan@alansimberg.com. If you want to call or text me during the week, my phone number is 281-785-0660. If you want to call into the show with a question or brief comment, the number to call is 347-989-1363, and press option 1 to connect with the producer. If you want to just listen by phone, call that number and don't press option 1. You can also message me on Facebook at alan.simberg, at Tough Talk Radio Network, and you can also tweet me at alansimberg, at alansimberg. I want to let you know that this segment of the show is being sponsored by Standard Process. Standard Process is a company that has a farm in Wisconsin where they grow organic vegetables and they produce whole food supplements. The advantage of taking whole food supplements is they have all these substances, known and unknown, that can help you to not only maintain your health, but also to achieve even better health. And now I'm going to introduce my first guest. My first guest today is Grant Thomas Conley. Grant is certified as a hypnotherapist and emotional freedom technique practitioner and an author. In 2003, he was thinking about a way he could help individuals overcome their challenges and had an idea that was to become the Z-Point process, which is a simple method to help people find permanent relief from longstanding emotional and spiritual issues. His mission is to help the world move away from fear-based thinking and to allow love and acceptance of others to take its place. In 2004, after refining the Z-Point process, he put that idea out into the internet, and within a year, he was invited to teach it in several places around the world, including Australia, Argentina, the United States, the United Kingdom, and Turkey. He has also worked with a leading psychologist to have Z-Point accepted by the psychological community. He has written a book titled Allowing Happiness on Cue and a self-published manual titled The Z-Point Process. He teaches a six-week Z-Point for professionals training 3 or 4 times a year as an online course and also has a 6-session online workshop on allowing money and other good things. And now let's learn more about Grant. Hello, Grant, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Simberg. How are you doing?
Great, thank you. As a way of helping the listening audience to have a sense of who you are and what you do, I'm going to start by asking you to tell us about where you grew up and how your earlier years and life experiences have contributed to what you're doing today.
Well, I grew up in a small town just north of Toronto called Peterborough, Ontario. And my father, he was a very smart man, but he drank too much. And when he drank, he became abusive. And I was beaten quite regularly, to tell you the truth, and it caused a lot of anger within me and self-esteem issues, terrible self-esteem issues. And that all culminated in 1999. Basically, I had a bit of a breakdown. I was working in a college in the computer department. I had to take 6 months off work. And that effectively changed my life because I decided I just didn't want to live with that burden anymore. So I started looking for ways to help myself. And one of the ways was I learned how to be a hypnotherapist, and amongst other things, and EFT practitioner.
That's okay. And actually, your voice is also breaking up. Let's see. Maintain the connection. If you do not hear me well, just ask me to repeat myself, okay?
Sure, no worries.
Okay, great. Thank you for letting me know. Okay, I wanted to talk with you about the Z-Point process because that's something that I don't know that many people are aware of, and it sounds like something that would be very interesting and very helpful for people to know about.
Yeah, it's actually a very simple thing, and it's based on physics, essentially. And because I was in the computer world, I thought in those terms, so I decided or figured out on my own, essentially, that the subconscious mind was like a database, and that all these items are stored in that database, and that the common factor or index to that database are the feelings that we feel that connect to similar experiences, similar traumas, if you will. And I put all that together, and somehow it was basically an inspiration. That became the Z-Point process. And I created it to help myself, you know. It was me I was most interested in at that particular time. I wasn't terribly focused on saving the world or anything. But it just kind of developed, and I told some people about it, and they told other people, and they told other people. And before I knew it, I was being invited all over the place to teach this thing. And as a matter of fact, right now I'm in Lima, Peru, teaching it down here. So it's something that's simple, And it works, and it's actually not psychology. It's something else entirely, basically.
It sounds like you're describing it that in some sense, like you said, it has some basis in physics, has some basis mm-hmm. in the way computers work, and it sounds like mm-hmm. what you said, that you actually applied your understanding to that way of thinking and created a system that actually can help people to get past their challenges.
Yeah, essentially. Most often people's challenges, for me, my challenge was anger. And, I'm 6'2", and I'm a fairly strong fella. And I tell you, I'd walk down the street and people would literally step aside because I radiated this anger. And that's not a good way to live your life, I have to tell you. It's a very difficult way to live. So I wanted a way to deal with it, and this dealt with it because that anger is gone. It's gone. Okay, Doc, can't hear you again.
How about now?
There you go.
Ah, good. Okay. Let's talk about the name of the process. I'm just curious about how it was that you came to name, like, Z Point. What significance that has?
Well, originally I called it the Zero Point Process. And I dreamt that name, actually. I woke up one morning and that name was in my mind. And now we all know about zero point energy and things like that. At that time, I had no clue. But I actually dreamt it. And then I did some research and I found out that there was a fellow in Australia who was calling his process, whatever it was, Zero Point. So I just shortened it to Z Point. That's basically how it got started.
Okay. And would you say that one of the things about naming it Z Point or Zero Point is that it has also something to do with the idea of everything comes from nothing, and if you can get to that zero point, anything is possible?
Well, essentially, that's a very good way of looking at it. At the time, I recall I was thinking that everything swings between two extremes, and that middle place or middle point is the zero point, and that is the place of balance. So that's essentially how I originally viewed it.
Mm. I really like that, and especially that idea of balance. Because, obviously we'd all like to have the perfect life, but we wouldn't be human if we were having a perfect life. So really incorporating that idea of balance is very realistic and really makes it much more doable for people to get past their challenges and really have the best life possible.
Essentially, that's right. Most times people get focused on things. Say, for example, they have a relationship with a parent that's difficult. Well, they tend to view all other relationships or many other relationships from that perspective. They can't get past that problem they had with the parent or whoever. So what this allows you to do is to focus on that feeling that comes up when you think of that parent or whoever that person is. And what you're doing, essentially, you don't eliminate the feeling, you release your attachment to it. So you stop focusing on it to the exclusion of everything else, and it allows you to move on with your life. And it gives you a sense of peace, and that's a very valuable commodity in today's world, for sure.
Yeah, I completely agree. So I want to see if I can follow you. You release your attachment to the idea that you have in your mind about the situation?
Well, you release your attachment to the feeling connected to those thoughts.
Ah.
And it's my observation that first comes the feeling. And there are different thoughts, ways of thinking that are connected to that feeling. Again, going back to this idea that the subconscious is a database and that the key to that database is the feeling that we associate with these thoughts. So one feeling could be associated to many thoughts or many memories or many situations or circumstances. And when you release that one feeling, that you also release your attachment to those obsessive thoughts. So what you're doing, in effect, is you're releasing the significance those particular thoughts have. And once you do that, you're a free man or a woman, whatever.
And would you also agree that by being able to do that, you also may, even unintentionally, be freeing or disconnecting, in a sense, the feelings that you may have, the thoughts about those same feelings that you have about thoughts about other situations, and without even working on every single situation, other aspects of your life can also become more peaceful?
That's essentially what happens. When I constructed the actual process itself, I modeled it on the way computer programs work. So several of the statements are, I clear all the ways I feel that feeling, and you could just put any feeling in there. And the next line would be, I clear all the ways I feel that feeling because, and just leave the ending blank, allowing the subconscious to fill in that blank ending for you. And so it could be because of this, because of that, because of whatever. So in effect, what's happening is your subconscious mind is doing all the searching through that database of your subconscious. And when it connects to a situation or circumstance that fills in that because, it simply heals it and lets it go.
So let's talk some about your book. And one quick question I have for you. Your book, Allowing Happiness on Cue, and your self-published manual, The Z-Point Process, do they go together or are they independent and kind of you could just read one and not really need the other?
Essentially, they're independent. The Allowing Happiness on Cue is basically my story. I tell what I, in a longer way, what I told you earlier about how I got started and why, and how I came to create the process. The manual is focused exclusively on the process itself and how it works and why.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit more specifically about the process, but first, just to kind of help the listeners in the audience to have a sense of how your work might apply to them, are there any sort of situations or challenges that a person might have or any other types of aspects that maybe the Z-Point process might not be applicable?
Well, truly, I can't think of one. Everything causes you to have a certain feeling. Typically, you'll feel a certain way about a situation, especially a situation you don't want or a situation you're not enjoying. That brings up a feeling automatically, and it's the feeling we deal with in Z-Point. So we intend that feeling through the process and release our attachment to it. So I really can't think of a situation that you wouldn't want that doesn't have a feeling component to it. So it's applicable universally, really.
So then really, I think the only type situation, which is going to be quite obvious once I say it, that where it may not be useful would be in a situation where for one reason or another, a person may not be able to focus their attention and actually do what they need to do within the process. But it sounds like it's applicable to all sorts of situations, which I could also see from everything that you've said, that it could even help, let's say, for example, if two people, let's say there's a husband and a wife or a boyfriend and girlfriend, whatever. There's a relationship. Mm-hmm. It could be a friendship. It doesn't matter. And if there's tension building, would it also be possible that those people could sort of just momentarily use that process to kind of diffuse some of the emotions so they can talk about what they need to talk about and arrive at a mutually agreeable solution?
Yes, it's designed so that you can use various components of it. For example, there's one component I call the healing circle, and that's essentially just to intend that feeling, whatever it is, that irritation or anger, whatever it happens to be, into the circle and count down from 10 to 0. And as you count down, you're repeating your cue word, which I can explain if you wish, repeating your cue word between counts. And by the time you finish, you'll just breathe a big sigh of relief because you've already begun the process of letting your attachment to that feeling go.
Uh-huh.
And additionally, if you take a particular feeling through the process, it's one round of the process takes about 6 minutes. It doesn't take long. But it requires to completely release your attachment to say anger or whatever that happens to be. You might have to go through it 5 or 6 times. And each time you do so, you put whatever remains of that feeling back into the circle and take it through again. And typically what happens is as you do so, it uncovers the feelings that are buried beneath the feeling that you started with. So you may actually end up finding out that something happened to you when you were a child that you just didn't remember, and suddenly you confront it and say, oh my God, this happened to me, and that's the reason why. It doesn't require that you actually do any analysis whatsoever. It's just like an archaeologist who digs at a site and uncovers a piece of pottery, and then below that finds something else that indicates where this all came from. So essentially, that's the way it works, and that's why ordinary people can use it and get spectacular results.
So when you're talking about perhaps having to repeat around maybe 5 or 6 times, are you then also saying mm-hmm. that it could possibly take actually a half hour to really get as resolved as possible? Yeah, typically. Okay. And then it sounds like what you – yeah, typically, because it also sounds like you're saying, depending on the person, the situation, it could be one round and that could take care of it.
Well, I don't see that happen very often, truthfully.
Okay.
It takes a bit to settle into it. Typically, you're talking between half an hour to 45 minutes to really do the process properly and to come to a place of resolution. Now, if you just want a quick fix, you know, like what I do, typically I like to walk. So what I'll do, this process uses what I call a cue word that activates a subconscious healing process, program, I suppose. So I just say, okay, every time my right foot comes down, it's going to activate the healing program. And by the time, so I start using it, my right foot hits the ground, activates the process, and by the time I finish my walk of, say, 20 or 25 minutes, whatever it was, I say to myself, what was I worried about? Because it's gone.
Ah, so you don't even remember it.
No, typically you won't even remember what it is that upset you. Now, if you're having fights with your mother-in-law or whatever, yeah, you're going to remember that. But the sting and the anger and the feelings of upset will be gone.
Hmm. And when you're talking about a cue word, is that a word that the person themselves identify, or you help them to identify it? Like, can you just explain that a little bit more?
Well, I typically, you can use any word you want, but typically I suggest that people use either the word yes or thank you. And because yes is very simple, and so you walk down the street saying to yourself, and you don't need to say this aloud, you say yes, 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 yes. And you're repeating it just like a mantra. And as a matter of fact, one of the additional benefits to this, and it's a big benefit, is that it puts you into a meditative state as you do so. And so first it relaxes your body, and then it relaxes your mind. And most people, their minds are going a million miles an hour most often. So by the time you finish the process, and say you're into 45 minutes or so, your mind is completely focused, completely still. Like, it's like you don't have a thought in that mind at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that lasts for several hours after the process finishes. And typically people sleep like babies after doing
sure.
it, because it just clears all this stuff out, you know?
Okay, so I just want to clarify, I missed a little bit of what you said. Did you say that it is necessary to say it out loud, or you don't have to?
No, you don't have to. I call it the secret therapy, because people don't really have to know what you're doing at all.
Ah.
And as a matter of fact, sorry for interrupting.
No, go ahead.
As a matter of fact, for most men, especially in therapy, it's often difficult for men to talk about their feelings, how they're feeling about things. And this does not require that you actually have to identify or talk about the feeling itself. You can just say, I want to clear that feeling, because you know what it feels like, or that person knows what it feels like. So they just intend that feeling to go into the releasing circle and take it through the process. So if you were the doctor, for example, and you were helping a man who couldn't identify what he was actually feeling, it doesn't really matter.
That makes it
easy.
You can't hear me?
There
okay,
you go.
Can you?
There we go.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Okay. Thanks.
No, I'm having fun. It's okay. You just disappeared again. You must have a bad connection on your phone there.
Yeah, I guess so. Are you able to hear me now?
Now you're back.
Ah, good. Okay. I think maybe a cloud passed in between you and I.
Yeah. Well, it was a long way between you and I.
Well, it had to be a big cloud.
Yeah, a real big cloud.
Okay. Well, we have about 4 minutes left to the interview. So one of the things I think would be helpful for the listening audience to hear about is, like, what actually is your process? For example, when a client calls you and says they'd like to meet with you, do you start with a phone consult? Do you start with an initial face-to-face consult? Just kind of like run us through a little bit about how you actually start working with somebody who's new.
Well, I typically ask them to give me a call, or I'll call them if they set up a time. And I travel a lot, so I do all my work by telephone. I don't see anybody face-to-face typically. So we'll have a conversation, and I'll determine myself if I want to take this person on as a client. And if I agree, and we'll set up a schedule of appointments, and we take it from there.
And then typically, how many appointments might you set up at one point?
Typically, I'll set up three. And then we'll do an evaluation at the end of three sessions. That's right.
Mm. That's really good for both the client and you, because you know, you get to check the progress and see how helpful you're being. You get to make any changes that you might need to make. And also the client gets to decide whether they want to continue or not without feeling a lot of pressure, like committing, let's say, for 3 months or 6 months.
That's right. That's right. And it's very open-ended, and people seem to like it. That's what I'll say.
I would think so. Well, we have about 2 minutes left now. So what I'd like to do is give you the opportunity to tell the listening audience anything else that you would like to tell them, and also to please include your contact information and anything else you'd like to add about the work that you do and the services that you provide.
Okay. My website is www.zpointforpeace.com, spelled zpointforpeace.com. And I have done a number of recordings that I make available using the process, dealing with particular issues such as anger and resentment, fear, guilt, shame, whatever. And lately I've been working on ways to help people to open to love, essentially. There are many people in the world that have been married more than once, including myself, and, well, once so far, sorry, but divorced, and who are a little bit afraid, perhaps, of starting another relationship. So I help them to let go of that baggage that they may carry, because baggage is a feeling too. And once they've let that go, then they can essentially get a do-over, a fresh start. And it's a good thing for people, believe me. So that's essentially what I'm doing right now. And I continue to travel, and I continue to work with people individually as well.
Okay, well, I want to thank you for being a guest today, and I hope that you have a great rest of the afternoon, if it is afternoon by you.
Yes, it is, actually. We're at the same time, actually.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, once again, thanks for being a guest.
Doctor, I appreciate it.
Okay, it's my pleasure.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to go to commercial break, but before we do, I'm going to remind everyone that the preceding segment of the show has been brought to you by Standard Process, and Standard Process is a company that produces... vegetables and have all the factors known and unknown that help you to achieve the highest level of health possible. We're going to go to commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to introduce my next guest.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life Changing Insights. Life Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life Changing Insights, go to LifeChangingInsightsWithDrAlanSimberg.com. Life Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life Changing Insights. Life Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life Changing Insights, go to LifeChangingInsightsWithDrAlanSimberg.com. Life Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Life Changing Insights. This is your host, Dr. Alan Simberg, and I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. My second guest today is Dr. Shelley Plum. Dr. Plum is a podiatrist, certified life strategies coach, prominent speaker, and founder of Plum Talk Women, which aims to fill women with passion, energy, and determination to change not only themselves, but also the societies in which they live. She has a full schedule of webinars, teleseminars, and workshops. And now let's learn more about Dr. Plum. Hello, Dr. Plum, and welcome to the show.
G'day.
Hi, how are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. As a way of helping the listening audience to have a sense of who you are and what you do, I'm going to start by asking you to tell us about where you grew up, and how your earlier years and life experiences have contributed to what you're doing today.
You know, that's a wonderful question. I grew up, believe it or not, in Washington State. I grew up in the Great Northwest with the beautiful trees and the wonderful lakes. And I grew up in a very small town, and really my parents were really, I attribute everything that I am really to them. They gave me a wonderful work ethic, and from there I did my college training in Oregon, and I was very ambitious. I wanted to get out and I wanted to see the world, and I ended up doing my medical schooling in Chicago. From there I did my surgical residency in Philadelphia, and I've landed in sunny South Florida, and I love it here, and quite a ways away from Washington State. But it definitely, we love it here.
Oh, that's great. Now, I understand that you're working on a book.
I am, yes.
Yes. If you could please just tell us about that, like what the name is and what the book is basically about.
The book is really about how Plum Talk started. And it is a roller coaster analogy. And really, I don't have the title worked out just yet. I'm in the process of doing that. And it's based on a metaphor of how life is a series of ups and downs in life, and how sometimes we're high on that roller coaster and we're doing really well, and then other times we're down. And when we are down, what do we do? What do we do with our life when we're, and how do we get to where we're back on that high, the high part of the roller coaster? There, it really is a very personal issue for me, because Plum Talk actually started from a very low point in my personal life. It was a time when I had really taken on too much in my life and really hit what I call ground zero. And it was a very, very low point, like I was saying. And I had a choice at that point. And I know a lot of our guests that come to our Plum Talk programs have this same choice. You can, on the one hand, sit there and watch your life spiral down, or on the other hand, looking at that other hand, you can do something about it. And, you know, I have three beautiful, wonderful children that are the light of my life, and watching them run around me, there was no choice. I had to do something about it. And I sat down at that very time in my life, and I took out a pen, I took out a paper, and I started writing how I was feeling and what I could do to get out of the situation. And that writing on that paper that day really turned into the 10 lifestyle principles that Plum Talk is based on now. And it's what the book is going to be all about. It's going to be about how those 10 lifestyle principles came about.
Okay. And if you could tell us a little bit about what Plum Talk Women is all about.
Plum Talk Women is a company that is focused primarily on the promotion of a healthy lifestyle, the enhancement of self-esteem in individuals worldwide. And that is what we are focused. We started here in South Florida with our webinars, our events. We're now live streaming our events. And we are now reaching out to people nationwide, and that is what Plum Talk is all about. We're about that healthy lifestyle. We're about promoting self-esteem in individuals.
Ah, that's terrific. What sort of people come to you, and I don't mean the person themselves, but what sort of problems do the people bring to you? I mean, you know, I understand you're talking about healthy lifestyle and self-esteem, but do they come to you with specific issues, or do they just basically say, listen, I'm not living the healthy lifestyle, or I want to feel better about myself?
We have many issues that come to us through our guests. They reach out via email. They reach out during our events and our webinars. Although there are many issues, there seems to be some common things that people reach out for. Number one is stress, managing stress, how to deal with stress. And what we are is we are really the ultimate resource when it comes to a healthy lifestyle. One of our lifestyle principles is stress management. And a lot of people, what I find, I mean, with stress, for example, they become overwhelmed. And one of our webinars, we came across literature that stated that really stress is a 90-10 principle, meaning 90% of all the stress in our lives is what we make of it. Only 10% is what actually happens to us. So that's something that those are the kind of resources that we extend to our guests to help them put stress in perspective. Another thing that's very common is people are looking for a spiritual connection. And we do spiritual not necessarily in the sense of a religious connection, but spiritual in the sense of connecting to themselves. And that is one component that we feel very strongly at Plum Talk, is connecting with the person that you are, the person that you are meant to be, that you are pursuing your goals and really using the unique ability that you have.
So talking about the spiritual connection, do you sometimes have the experience of someone coming to you and let's say maybe they don't have a spiritual connection, or maybe they say, you know, they're very angry about something that's happened. And if you do have that sort of presentation by some of the people that come to see you, how do you address that with them? Because I would think in the very beginning, they're kind of ambivalent. There's a part of them that really wants to have that spiritual connection, but there's a part of them that may either be too angry or not have enough of a belief that it can really happen.
Right. And honestly, I understand exactly what you're saying. The reason is because what you're saying, it was me. And I, in the very beginning, when I was telling you, I was at that rock bottom state, I was angry. I was very, very angry. And the one thing that helped me to come to terms with my personal anger was quieting down, taking time for me. And if you look on our website, we have a principle. It's lifestyle principle number 9, I believe. It's everyone must have their own personal oasis. That's one of our principles. And what we mean by that is we all must have a space that we go to where we feel safe, where we can sit and we can reflect. And when you sit, when you reflect, when you quiet your mind, meditate for the most part, you're able to reconnect with who you are. And I didn't realize that until I actually did that, and I sat, and I was actually able to quiet the anger that was inside of me. And what I realized was something very, very important, is one thing that really personally for me, and I know from talking to Plum Talk guests, really pushed their buttons, is one factor, and that is negativity. And one thing that we at Plum Talk, we practice, it's something called the catch and turn, is catch the negativity in your mind, stop it, and turn it, and then put it out positive. And that is something that when people come to us, and we do see that, where they're angry about how people have treated them, how circumstances have treated them. The first thing we do is we have them sit, quiet, reflect, and then practice the catch and turn.
When you're talking about catching it, are you talking about being aware of it or something even more than that?
Being aware of it is the first step, in my opinion. Being aware of it is the first step, but also sometimes even being aware of it, it still continues to circulate in the mind. So one program that we had, for example, we had an event, and we always have amazing specialists that come on. We had a psychotherapist that came on, and she was able to show us how negativity circles in the mind, and we have to catch it or be aware of it, but then we have to physically tell it to stop. And she brought us through an exercise where when you hear or you are aware of that negativity, you have to physically tell it to stop. And sometimes 3 times she said, stop, 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 and stop it, and then reframe it into the positive, and then send it out. And it has helped me. It has helped a lot of our Plum Talk guests.
Hmm. So when you're talking about reframing it into a positive, the thought that came to my mind was the idea of when life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
Right, right. Hmm. Because for everything in life, there is a equal and opposite. And for every negative, there is a positive. So sometimes it takes stopping that negative emotion and then really looking at it and analyzing it and seeing what positive comes out of it. And for me, it makes me feel better knowing that there is always a positive out there.
And in addition to talking about shifting the negative into a positive, do you also talk at all to the people who could teach about accomplishing?
I'm sorry, doctor, I can't hear you.
You know?
I can hear you better, yes.
Great. Okay. I said, in addition to talking with people.
I'm sorry, you're cutting out.
Okay. Well, let's keep trying because I've been sitting in the same position. So let's just keep seeing what we can do. Are you able to hear me now?
I can hear you now, yes.
Okay, great. I appreciate you letting me know. I said, in addition to helping people change the negative to a positive, do you also talk about helping people to accomplish balance in their lives?
Absolutely. One thing, again, drawing from my personal experience, as a physician, I've always been a go-getter and doing a lot at one time. And that time where I told you where Plum Talk was born, when I was writing down the principles that the company was founded on, I sat down and I was working 60-hour weeks. I had three children under the age of five, and that one word that you just mentioned was the primary thing that was missing in my life. I did not have balance. And that is one thing that we focus on, we stress, we analyze, and we provide real hard resources for our guests to achieve balance in their life. And what we're finding is interesting because balance means different things for different people. You know, what some people, and that's why our principles are so incredibly important, is one person might be missing stress relief techniques, for example, while the other one is missing relationship, resources. So balance means different things to different people, and that's why we provide the resources that we do.
Okay. Now, I want to go back to something that you'd said earlier about helping people with their spiritual connection.
Yes.
Yes, and you had mentioned something about helping people to recognize who they really are.
Yes.
And I wonder, how do you explain that to people?
You know, it depends on the person, quite honestly, because what it comes down to a lot of times is what I'm finding with some of the clients that we deal with and some of the patients I see on a regular basis is that a lot of people in life, not everyone, but many people go through life doing what is they think others expect of them. Some people becoming what they think others want them to be. And so, you know, by having people stop in their oasis, really reflect and take the time that for them, many of them, and it's really amazing to see the transformations, a lot of them really are able to identify what unique abilities they have. There has been one particular group we went out to, and we did just a program, a presentation for, and these incredible women that we were with were able to, they've been through some horrible situations, and they were able to, through a vision board, put down things that really made them feel good about themselves. And through doing that, through doing that exercise, they were really able to identify with who they are. Journaling, vision board, and making a vision board is something that we feel very strongly about doing at Plum Talk. In fact, I journal every single day. I make a vision board every single month because it really reminds me of who I am personally and what my own personal unique abilities are. And in doing that, I'm able to silence some of the outside voices that are talking to me, telling me, you need to do this, you need to do this. Instead, I'm listening to what's inside of me and going to these women and watching them go through the exercise. It really, really drove the point home for me.
Yeah, and the way you describe it, you know, the whole idea of people not paying so much attention to what others expect of them and identifying what they want to do and recognizing their strengths, the vision board and the journaling are excellent tools to help someone accomplish that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'll share with you. I've always loved to write. But through the course of my medical training, I would write for medical journals, for example, but I would not do any creative writing. And since, you know, Plum Talk has started and, you know, being exposed to the wonderful guests and women and even men that we've been exposed to, I have started writing creatively. And I can't tell you how amazing that has made me feel. And even going out and speaking to different support groups, and even we bring self-esteem into the businesses now, is The transformation for people is amazing. There are people that email me saying, I'm doing this now for the first time, and I've never felt more alive. And that's what it's all about. is feeling alive.
Love that feeling. And I'm sure as you have found and as you teach, the positive also has a way of developing a pattern and really helps that person to accomplish that much more optimistic perception about what's going on.
Right. And you know, that developing that strong sense of self is incredibly important. And, you know, what we talk about is when you do that, what happens? You illuminate, you glow from within, and you walk into a room and you're glowing. What is going to happen to the people around you? They're going to glow as well. And you know, we're finding that by practicing the principles, and really employing them and really believing in them, we are actually, it's almost like a cascade effect, an avalanche. We're having other people follow suit, and it's really amazing to watch what's happening.
Yes. Now, I'm wondering, you know, you had talked about the 10 lifestyle principles. Are there any of the other principles that you would like to talk about? Because that one that you talked about, having your own personal oasis, that really seemed quite fascinating and attention-getting to me. I wonder if you could just share maybe at least one other of those principles with the listening audience.
You bet. We talk about lifestyle principle number 2, for example, is about relationship. Relationships must be a priority. And a lot of times when we're not secure in who we are, and this is, again, speaking from my own experiences and looking at the doing the research that we have done, when we're not secure in who we are, it's really very difficult, it seems, to develop solid, healthy, impactful relationships. And, again, back to my own personal situation, when I was in that low point in my life, my relationships with my family, my friends, even my colleagues at work, we're really failing. So, you know, relationships must be a priority. We say that all the time. So that's one of our lifestyle principles as well. Another that we talk about quite frequently is self-esteem tends to take a dip if we're not taking care of ourselves, not just spiritually, and I know we had touched about that, but we also talk about taking care of ourselves from a physical standpoint, because if your body is not healthy, how are you going to feel? You're going to feel terrible, and it's really difficult to explore even the spiritual component. So we talk a lot about health. We bring valid, really very strong resources into all the programs that we do as far as different things we can do to strengthen our personal health. We talk about nutrition. That's one of our lifestyle principles, is nutrition is definitely a priority. We talk about fitness being something that you enjoy doing and not necessarily a chore. And so we actually had a Zumba event a while back, and it was a hit. I mean, the women there came, had never done Zumba before, and were having a ball. And you could just see their self-esteem soaring. It was amazing to see. So those are some of the lifestyle principles. You know, one of the more exciting ones that I love is lifestyle principle number 10 is giving back. Once, and we feel very strongly about that, once we've employed all 9 of the lifestyle principles, the last principle, number 10, is we have a responsibility as individuals in the society to give back what we've learned. So that illumination from within that we talked about, we extend that to others. So we have we have something at our events called the Plum Talk Pause, P-A-U-S-E, where we pause and we recognize people who are giving back to the community and making a difference in the lives of others.
You know, one thing that I want to mention that I'm noticing is that, I don't know if you've ever heard the expression, walk the walk and talk the talk.
Yes, I certainly have.
But as you describe what you do, your voice so clearly reflects not only your enthusiasm, but also how aligned you are with what you do and how much you believe in it. And I really feel that that even adds more strength to the effect that your program has on other people.
I am speaking quite frankly from the heart. And I and our Plum Talk team and even our guests that are out there that come to our webinars and our events, they know that I tell people all the time, I personally, I think we all are, we're a work in progress. And every single program, can I tell you that I learn principles that I need to you know, work into my own life. And that's why I'm passionate about it, because I'm seeing for me and seeing it in the eyes of others that it's working. And it's exciting. It's exciting to see.
Well, we're just about done. To tell the listening audience anything else that you would like them to know, and also please let them know the different services that you offer and also your contact information.
Okay, you bet. Well, I would, first of all, thank you very much for having me. I had a wonderful time here today. Our website is www.plumb talk.com. I'd like to tell everybody that we have an amazing webinar coming up on October 9th. Interestingly, the title is called Nutty or Naughty, and we're actually talking about nutrition and why we tend to be naughty and sometimes the food choices that we make. So our wonderful sponsor, Alexis Lawson Creative, has offered to 50 free tickets. So if anybody's interested in claiming one of those tickets, please email me at Shelley, Shelley, at plumtalkwomen.com. We also have a, we are passionate about protection. That's what we say at Plum Talk. And we have actually a self-defense event coming up on November 15th that we'd love to invite everybody to. We are actually streaming it online, so anybody worldwide can participate. So we're excited about that. So our webinars and our events, and if you'd like to hire us to come in and speak, please feel free to email me at shelley@plumtalkwomen.com.
Well, once again, Shelley, I want to thank you for being a guest today, and I hope you have a wonderful afternoon.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me, and I enjoyed my time with you today.
Okay. Well, everyone, I'd like to thank you for joining me this afternoon, and I'd like to invite you all back to listen next week to Life Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg next Tuesday from 3 to 4 o'clock. Have a great afternoon and a wonderful week. Good afternoon, everyone.
As a practical, interactive, solution-focused therapist, Dr. Alan Simberg's treatment approach is to provide support and practical feedback to help clients resolve current challenges and long-standing patterns. With sensitivity and compassion, Dr. Simberg helps clients find solutions to a wide range of life challenges and psychological issues. Dr. Simberg specializes in a number of areas, including addiction and recovery solutions, family, parenting, and relationship issues, depression and anxiety, spiritual counseling, and more. Blending conventional and complementary approaches, Dr. Simberg draws on a variety of styles and techniques to incorporate what will be most helpful for each client. Find out more information or contact Dr. Alan at alansimberg.com. Let Dr. Alan Simberg help to enhance your life through effective therapies.
Thank you for joining us on Life Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.